This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Note that some source material for this program was derived from material at gotquestions.org. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website on the internet at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs, and Pastor Terry Priestap has completed a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program. When life is difficult, we wonder if things will ever get better. Why God does not perfect us and bring us to heaven right now? I, too, have wondered this. Africans have to deal with the Ebola virus, especially in West Africa, and I assure you, I am praying for you and your families, as well as the medical and health workers there. There is the continual shortage of clean drinking water, housing, schools, and health clinics in various parts of Africa. We do wonder why all these troubles come to us. Sometimes, out of longing for the perfection of God and the perfection He will bring to Christian believers one day, we think this, and our world is just not as it should be. Nothing truly satisfies, and there are times I struggle to find the contentment that glimpses of God can bring. I want to be home in heaven, where life is as it should be, where, quote, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Those blessed words are found in Revelation 21 and verse 4. Life is a journey, an active relationship, where God continually reveals Himself to me. Heaven is more exciting the more we know God. So life is not only getting to know Him, it is getting to experience Him. Life on earth is just the foretaste of true life, the small taste we get of Him, those glimpses of who He is and what He has in store for us, make us hunger all the more. I think heaven will be better for having hungered for God while here on earth. So rather than moan about the hardships of life or wish it would be over sooner, I am going to believe that time on earth has intrinsic value. God is the God of all comfort. We read this in 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 to 5. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our Father, who shows us loving kindness, and our God who gives us comfort. He gives us comfort in all our troubles. Then we can comfort other people who have the same troubles. We give the same kind of comfort God gives us. As we have suffered much for Christ and have shared in His pain, we also share His great comfort. Through it all, I become a display of His glory, as in Colossians 1:27. God wants these great riches of the hidden truth to be made known to the people who are not Jews. The secret is this: Christ in you brings hope of all the great things to come. Christians read this description of ourselves in 1 John 3:2. Dear friends, we are the children of God now, but it has not yet been shown to us what we are going to be. We know that when He comes again, we will be like Him, because we will see Him as He is. Yes, life is hard and long sometimes, but it is beautiful and well worth it. May we never lose hope. May we, along with Paul, be sure that God who began the good work in you will keep on working it in you until the day Jesus Christ comes again. Now that's found in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. Then in John 10:10, Jesus said, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." You see, unlike the thief, which is Satan, the Lord Jesus does not come for selfish reasons. He comes to give, not to get. He comes that people may have life in Him that is meaningful, purposeful, joyful, and eternal. We receive this abundant life the moment we accept Him as our Savior. This word abundant in the Greek is perisson, meaning exceedingly, very highly, beyond measure, more, superfluous, a quantity so abundant as to be considerably more than what one would expect or anticipate. In short, Jesus promises us a life far better than we could ever imagine, a concept that reminds us of 1 Corinthians 2:9. No eye has ever seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. The Apostle Paul tells us that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, and He does it by His power, a power that is at work within us if we belong to Him. Ephesians 3:20. The Bible tells us that wealth, prestige, position, and power in this world are not the priorities of God for us. 1 Corinthians 1:26 through 29 says, "Think about the circumstances of your call, brothers and sisters. Not many were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were born to a privileged position. But God chose what the world thinks is foolish to shame the wise. And God chose what the world thinks is weak to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, what is regarded as nothing, to set aside what is regarded as something, so that no one can boast in His presence." In terms of economic, academic, and social status, most Christians do not come from the privileged classes. Clearly, then, abundant life does not consist of an abundance of material things. If that were the case, Jesus would have been the wealthiest of men, but just the opposite is true. We read in the Bible in Matthew 8, verse 20, Jesus said to him, "Foxes have dens, and the birds in the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay His head." Abundant life is eternal life, a life that begins the moment we come to Christ and receive Him as Lord and Savior, and goes on throughout all eternity. The biblical definition of life, specifically eternal life, is provided by Jesus Himself. "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." John 17:3. This definition makes no mention of length of days, health, prosperity, family, or occupation. What is the abundant life? First, the abundance is spiritual abundance, not material. In fact, God is not overly concerned with the physical circumstances of our lives. He assures us that we need not worry about what we will eat or wear, Matthew 6:25 through 32, and Philippians 4:19. Physical blessings may or may not be a part of a God-centered life. Neither our wealth nor our poverty is a sure indication of our standing with God. Solomon had all the material blessings available to a man, yet found it all to be meaningless. That's what he says in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 10 through 15. Paul, on the other hand, was content in whatever physical circumstances he found himself. Read Philippians 4:11 through 12. Finally, the Christian life revolves around growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Read 2 Peter 3:18. This teaches us that the abundant life is a continual process of learning, practicing, and maturing, as well as failing, recovering, adjusting, enduring, and overcoming, because in our present state, we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror, 1 Corinthians 13:12. One day, we will see God face to face, and we will know Him completely, as we will be known completely, says that in 1 Corinthians 13:12. We will no longer struggle with sin and doubt. This will be the ultimately fulfilled abundant life. All of these promises of a better life to come with Jesus in heaven depend on your choice right now. You must choose to believe and trust in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and that His death on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago effectively removes your sin now as you place all your faith in the act of redemption that Christ did for you by dying for your sins and being raised by God from the dead. If you have not trusted in Christ, I urge you to do so today. I'm going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Vision for Christ is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. You can also write to us through the contact form on our internet website. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. Now that works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap has completed a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. That internet website address is gospel2africa.com, and you can write to us through that website contact form again. I will repeat that address in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We so enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address. Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. Remember what Jesus said in John 10:10, I have come so that they may have life and may have it abundantly.